State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. I have heard myself say to my kids, "You're going to pay for that." It's one of those phrases that any adult who spends time around kids might use to say, "Your behavior has consequences," but it can also mean, "I'm going to punish you." In Michigan, kids who get in trouble with the law are paying. They are paying lots of money in court fees and court fines, and it can keep that punishment going for years.
Yeah, my name's Michael. I live in Ann Arbor, and I'm 27 years old.
Michael lives in a newly painted little blue house with a red door.
It's very cute.
Thank you.
He bought the house about 2 years ago.
Still have some more work to do, though.
When he's not working, he spends a lot of time restoring it. It's just normal stuff, but it's pretty remarkable for Michael. He got into drugs early, around age 13. Eventually, he started to get into a lot of trouble with police.
I saved everything. I got all the police reports.
Michael was in trouble with the law consistently until he was about 21. We're not using his last name because it could affect his work.
So yeah, it looks like motor vehicle unlawful driveway dismissed. Pled to motor vehicle unlawful use. Joyriding.
That was Michael's first of many fairly serious brushes with the law. He was 15. He got a charge pled down to joyriding. But what really happened, he says, is that he was drunk and stole a car.
Yeah, that's right. And I crashed it, you know.
Michael's family was solidly middle class. Every time he needed a lawyer, he got one. Looking through his old record, he also sees those fines and fees got paid.
And I do see court fines. Right next to that, it says court fines paid credit card. Now I was 15, I didn't have a credit card, so most likely that was my dad that paid that off right away.
Despite a lot of run-ins like that, Michael has been able to move on.
Every chance that you really need to get yourself out of that cycle, I was given. If you have those things follow you around for the rest of your life, then that can be tough to make any progress. So, but it has been definitely a battle. It's not been easy.
Richie is a lot like Michael was at age 17. He also got into drugs really young. But unlike Michael, his fines and fees have kept him in the system.
I was convicted of breaking and entering into a home and two cars.
What'd you take?
I didn't take anything. I was all strung out.
Let me just say here that there is no question young offenders do destructive things. There are also some who do truly horrible things. Statistically, though, only 5% of kids in trouble with the law have committed a violent offense. But at 17, Michigan law says Richie must be tried for crimes as if he was an adult, so that breaking and entering misdemeanor put him in jail for 60 days with adults. Richie was on school release. He went to high school during the day. 3 o'clock meant back to jail.
It was hard coming to school every morning, knowing that I had to go back there after school, and all my friends got to go home to their family and everything. It was hard. It was really hard.
While he was in jail, he couldn't do drugs. And finally, he's clean. His teachers say he's been working hard in school and trying to start over, but he can't get out of the criminal justice system yet. He's got court fines and fees left over from a shoplifting charge the same month as that breaking and entering. He can't pay them.
There's $275 for fines and costs. The state minimum cost is $50. Probation oversight.
That's Richie's dad. He's also named Richard. Richie tried to take earbuds from a Walmart. They're worth no more than $30, but they are costing Richie $550 in court fines and fees. His dad is willing to help pay those costs, but he doesn't know where his family is going to get the money.
It's hard right now. It's really hard right now.
All across the state and the country, there are young offenders who owe the courts money.
Well, I'm Ward Clarkson. I'm a district judge in Shiawassee County.
Judge Clarkson sentenced Richie. Clarkson says offenders, even young offenders, have to pay court fines because it's how we punish people. We literally want to make them pay for crime. But these fees also keep the court system going. Michigan law has passed along the costs of running the court system to offenders, no matter how old they are or how much money they have.
$500 fine and cost for one person might be a walk in the park. $500 fine and cost for another person might be an astronomical sum.
Not paying these fines can also send a young offender back to jail. Richie doesn't want to go back to jail. Judge Clarkson's jurisdiction, where Richie lives, is rural and it's economically depressed. Clarkson says he doesn't want to be harsh with these costs, but he's a judge. He has a job to do, even when an offender is young or poor or both.
What do you do to them then? Do you just say they don't have to pay? They don't get that punishment? It's a problem. I understand that. I don't deny that at all. I don't have a lot of answers.
There aren't easy answers here, especially because we don't even seem clear about what we want from these young offenders. How much do we really want to punish them? And how much do we want them to change and start over? For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.